Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, happy belated Independence Day.
It's been a fiery Independence Day weekend.
For you, indeed. Indeed. Fireworks, firecrackers, fiery shows, the whole nine yards. But here we are, back again, taking care of business. Welcome to The Drift. Thank you for hanging out with Brandon Drake and myself. And if you have anything concerned concerning Independence Day, 734-822-1600. Love to have your viewpoints on any of the stories that we talk about on The Drift or that we post on The Drift. And it's what we do every Saturday. So you can catch those stories and follow along with us at www.thedailydrift.com. And you can also email me, Gary, at The Daily Drift, if you don't want to talk on the radio, but prefer to send a comment in that way. So what did you do yesterday? Did you go watch fireworks?
What did I do? Got together with a friend, and I did not go to a professional fireworks show, but I think those are great. I just didn't happen to do that this year. And her and I watched a movie, and that was it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Whitmore Lake had the best fireworks I've seen probably since I lived there in the mid-90s.
Yeah, you were saying you saw some really incredible artistic type stuff up in the air,
right? I wish I'd been thinking to get the name of the company prior to the show, but I didn't. But they did an absolutely fabulous job.
It's called Uncle Mao's Fireworks.
Mao! Compliments of North Korea. We got North Korean fireworks. So they mostly went off, and not all of them. And they didn't go very high. No, they did. This was a great fireworks show. It was really awesome. So let's take care of business before I get wrapped up, because I know we're going to talk about immigration today, among other things. For the best in outdoor improvements, call the Rock Shop on Godfredson Road, 734-455-5560. Now, Marco and Helena Scappaticci run a great landscape supply business. They specialize in retaining walls and patios and have a great selection of natural and artificial stone products for walkways and yard decoration.
Can they build a decorative wall on the border?
They probably could. The thing the Rock Shop does, they instruct you how to install everything they sell for free. So, yes, they could probably teach even the federal government how to install something properly.
The federal government is so lame. I don't think they can be taught.
Yeah, well, that's when it comes to enforcing the border, they can't
exactly
get that right, that's for sure. So the Rock Shop also carries landscape supplies, and I think they've got 50% off of all statuary right now. So give them a call, 734-455-5560, or you can go to their website, www.rock-shop, that's shoppe.com. Okay.
I would like to see some statuary on the border of Uncle Sam giving Mexico the finger. Like 300-foot statues doing that.
I'd like to see a statue of Barack Obama and put some pigeon bait on it. That's just me, though. Okay, so let's jump in. And you know what? There's something I want to talk about before we get into immigration, because this is my dig at Mark Schauer. Mark Schauer was out this week saying he wants to limit what charter schools can spend on advertising. Presumably, he thinks there are too much competition for regular public schools. So here again, instead of coming up with something constructive as a candidate for governor, he's talking, and if you follow him at all on Facebook, all he talks about is gay marriage, which for some people is probably really important. I don't think it's a priority when we're dealing with budgets that are running in deficit. I think things can work that are more important than that, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not important.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know that it's what we should be focusing on right now. We can always help people and solve problems after we fix the budget. But he wants to limit the amount charter schools can spend. Now, why would you do that? If they're spending a ton of money, it's probably because they've got a good product and it's selling. Why would you want to limit that? He doesn't want to limit spending of other schools and schools of choice. I think the whole thing is getting clouded now, don't you, when it comes to school of choice versus charter school. And other than Common Core coming in and ruining everything for everybody, I think schools should be fair, should be allowed to compete.
Right, and I think competition is how schools will get better in general, all things considered. And for him to come from this angle, what does it really...
Yeah.
What does it solve? How does it make the schools better?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Whitmore Lake, right, Northfield Township. And our Whitmore Lake school, it's a small school. We have a brand new high school. It's only like half full or 60% full or something. And we've got a great small little community. And if they had marketed it correctly to say, listen, bring your kids here. Maybe let's do some classical education like we used to get instead of this Common Core garbage. They could probably get a lot of people from Livingston and Washtenaw who are either closet or openly conservative and say, I'll bring my kid there because I like the smaller class. I like the smaller school. I mean, let's face it. I think being a big fish in a small pond is a lot better lifestyle than being a small fish in a big pond. I mean, you know what happens to kids in big schools. They get forgotten. They get beat up. You know, they get overlooked. There's nothing wrong with small schools.
No, not at all.
So it just bothers me. And now Whitmore Lake is actually looking to maybe get annexed by Ann Arbor, which is the newest thing. Yeah, it's a... In my, there are bonuses to it, like Ann Arbor. This is another thing that bothers me, and we've talked about this before. Ann Arbor Public Schools gets $2,000 more per kid than Whitmore Lake Schools. Why? It's not like they should be short of money in Ann Arbor schools. They've got great property values. They've got they actually tax less than Whitmore Lake Schools. But why do they get more money? Why do some districts get more money per kid than what makes their kids any better than ours? You know, that's bothered me for, I don't know what jack wagon ever installed that legislation, but he ought to be taken out and put into Jackson prison to get a little what for, because that's not right. That's not equal. I can't believe no lawyer has challenged that.
Put into Jackson prison and fed by Aramark.
Yeah, there's something in my food.
Yeah, something moved in my food.
I didn't post that this week, but I did kind of giggle about it. And it's the boy, as we were talking earlier, it's the boy and me laughing about the maggots and the food at the prison. You know what? It's prison. It's prison food.
Can you see the guard, you know, yelling like a drill sergeant, "You maggot!" He says, "Yes, sir, it's right here in my food."
I don't, you know, is that indecent punishment or something that you feed them food that's rotten?
It's kind of cool.
You know, it's extra protein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you were starving to death, that maggot would look pretty good.
Hey, man, let's all go third world. Maggot protein is the best protein.
Well, speaking of third world.
If you get knifed in prison and you're afraid of an infection setting in on that knife wound, you put those maggots on there and they will eat the infection away.
Yes, they used to put maggots in people's ears who had ear problems because they would, just for that reason, they would eat out the bad part because they only eat dead flesh or decaying flesh.
Which is what happened to Mark Schauer.
All right, so we don't like Mark Schauer. That's what it comes down to. Okay, so don't vote for Mark Schauer. Otherwise, you know, you're supporting bad things. Supporting I'm trying them. Out to laugh. Derek, can we go into a break? Because I'm going to laugh really hard in a minute. But... All right, we'll catch you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird.
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. Changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Dale Thronberry with Veterans Radio. Join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Wham! Talk 1600. Don't miss this exciting program just for veterans by veterans. We'll have important news of the day just for you. We'll also have interviews with experts on veterans benefits and other issues that are important to veterans. So whether you served in World War II or Iraqi freedom, this program is for you. Join us on Wham! Talk 1600. You can also hear Veterans Radio online at veteransradio.net. Don't miss it. Veterans Radio, that's an order.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Okay, back from the last break. Sorry about that. Even Drake said we got out a little early on that one, but couldn't help it. Mark Schauer he's a joke. All right, I'm sorry. That's it. Well, let's move on to immigration, and I want to start with, we've got John on line one, but we'll get to you in a second, John. I want you, John, to hear this track, actually. This is a soundbite from one of Barack Hussein Obama's July 4th speeches. I'm sure he gave many, but this is one that that came out, and he was talking to a group of people getting sworn in as citizens, and including some good armed forces people who'd served in the military and deserved it. But, of course, he had to get his little plug in here. So let's run that track, Derek. Or not. It happens sometimes. Failure to launch.
I like that line. It happens. Remember, from The Sopranos?
Yes.
After he shoots him in the foot? It happens.
It happens. Now let's take a call from John. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Happy Independence Day. And you're right. The focus with this all-inclusive distractions should definitely be on turning Texas blue by flooding the border with all these people. They're even got a spot, a group that's going to take in a bunch of them here in Michigan. And the problem is the inoculation. You're going to get autistic, you know, autism. So everybody's not been inoculating. And then you've got the elderly that are so weak because of their age, their inoculation, if it hasn't been redone. It's about moot. And so what's going to happen is these kids are going to get plugged into the school. And they've brought in over smallpox. They've got super gonorrhea. They've got scabies. They've got a non-touchable with any kind of a drug, TB. They've got three or four more major diseases that they've brought in over here because the president had a couple in the White House and said over the computer, the word got out, hey, you're a child, you come here, you're welcome here. They're playing on our emotions because we're Americans. We feel for people because we're pretty well set here. So we're going to think a child, we got to take them in. Then they're going to hook up with people and say, that's my family, and you don't know if it is or not. And they're going to disenfranchise our votes. And if Texas goes blue, we're going to be a one-party system. And this is their goal. And Obama, you know, he knows exactly what he's doing. And we need to keep ringing the bell and telling people we've got to get them out of here.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to have autistic Honduran kids with gonorrhea and scabies setting off fireworks right next door to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you kill him?
No, in all seriousness, John, you're absolutely right. You're dead on. It's a serious subject. I poked a little fun at it there because that's kind of what I do on occasion. But you are dead on and good information.
Yeah, let's add to some of those diseases. Chagas disease, dengue fever, hepatitis, malaria, measles. It's a whole plethora of things. And I think we touched on this last week a little bit. There are doctors and health workers down at Lackland Air Force Base who are being threatened if they take pictures or talk about the disease. I mean, some of these nurses were saying there's lice and vermin crawling off these children when they get them. And you're bringing them into the country? It's crazy. I mean, process
exactly.
things
That's
and send them
you
home.
Guys get this out, and we get it on the internet, and we say what the news wants, so the people will wake up, and more will lock arms and say enough. Because if we don't stand and say enough, because the Republicans, they've rolled over. They're rhinos. We've got to wave them out. We've got to get that election coming up November 6th. People have got to go conservative. It isn't about Republican Democrat anymore because it's not the same party.
And we put a little emphasis. We put a little emphasis here on the disease that these people are bringing into the country. But even if they were 100% healthy, there was no disease in theory, it's still wrong. They shouldn't be here, period.
That is correct. That is correct. John, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it.
And you know, what John was saying, too, let's touch on the border for a second. And you and I both saw the segment. Let's get into that a little bit if we're ready.
Yeah.
When I saw – okay – should I describe it first before I start commenting on it?
It was Charlie LaDuff, who
yeah.
I love.
It was a segment of Let It Rip. And I don't watch that Hewlett Perkins and that whole format of these. Most of them to me, they irritate me. They're idiots on there giving their viewpoint. And it just starts to rile me up in a negative way. Well, I saw this where Charlie LaDuff was down in the Rio Grande Valley. I forget the name of the town. And he's there at the Rio Grande River. It looked like it was maybe, 100 yards across? Maybe even less. Maybe 50 yards across. And there's a Mexican coyote on a jet ski bringing people across. And it's not like he's darting across in this covert mission like a seal on a boat, you know, and he's dropping them off and then shooting back across because he's going to be apprehended. This was a guy, it looked like a Cedar Point amusement park
yes.
setting. He's riding around and he's bringing people over just as casual and relaxed as can be.
Yep.
And then Charlie LaDuff has the cameraman with him. And so then the coyote dude on the jet ski spots the camera and says, he says, hey, and he's giving Charlie LaDuff the finger and he's yelling at him that, hey, you're costing me money.
Yeah.
This Mexican coyote breaking the law so easily is upset that a news guy with a camera is costing him money. And when you see this setting, I mean, we're all aware that
it looks like a lake setting. It looks like us out at the lake partying
or something. It did. It looked like Mexicans were on the other side and having fun and barbecuing and everything. And then on their whim would just come across. And we all know about the border being wide open. But I'll tell you, when I saw this, it really upset me because to a certain degree, I'm desensitized to it. I think most of us are. In my mind, it's this vague, they're trekking across the Arizona desert, and they're dying, and they're out there dropping off their water bottles, and they're coming in through urban areas like the San Diego area. Mm-hmm. But when you see this so relaxed, like a barbecue, casual park environment, with this guy riding around in the water on a jet ski, it made – oh, and then the other part was Charlie LaDuff takes a little stroll up the river, and he sees some movement in a bush right by the river. And he walks over, and there's a Mexican hiding in the bush. And he says, now, if a Detroit local reporter can just stumble into this Mexican hiding in the bush, and he says to him, hey, are you okay there? And a guy just looks up at him. You know there's a real problem with the border when I can just basically trip over somebody, an illegal coming in. And it made me think, like, you know what? How can you take the credibility? There is no credibility with the federal government whatsoever when you see something like this happening in such stark, offensive manner.
And that's what Charlie LaDuff
lost all hope. When I saw that, I thought, the federal government has no credibility whatsoever on anything after seeing something as simple and straightforward as this.
Right. Yeah, that's what Charlie LaDuff does best, I think. He brings it out, and it was kind of humorous the way he did it as well, which makes you want to watch it.
Which is
but
his style.
You're right. It was a bloody picnic on the other side of the river, and this guy was just doing a basic circle of drop two off, pick two up, drop them off. And, you know, where is the Border Patrol?
Where? This guy had no fear whatsoever.
None.
He was irritated that a cameraman got in his way.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mike in Livonia. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to follow on to your opening about the illegals, you know, with all the disease and everything that's coming across, and also following what John was saying. You know, Ellis Island wasn't like a welcoming center per se. Legal, emphasis on legal immigrants, came to America, and they went through a physical clearing that they had to pass. And if they would have been like the ones that we are talking about arriving now, they would have been put right back on the next boat going back to Italy or Ireland or you know, wherever it was they were immigrating from. They would not have been allowed to set foot on U.S. soil. And what's going down in Texas, too, in my mind, is you're flooding the agents with all these children. So at the same time, the people that are making the real money down there, the drug pushers, they've got free reign of the border because you've so overwhelmed the resources with these young people. And then they play on the emotional side of all their children. We had to be good to them. But now the drugs are running, you know, free and rampant across with less opportunity for the enforcement people to actually catch them. And I just want to wrap up my comment with saying this to you guys, that political correctness has destroyed assimilation that took place in prior waves of immigration. And what it has also done, political correctness, has also in a process of destroying patriotism. As we go over the 4th of July weekend, we saw people up in California saying they've had enough and stopping those buses. And everywhere those buses are being transported to, they should be met with equal results of crowds, even larger crowds, to turn these people back around, because they flat out tell you they're not coming here to be American. So they're really accomplishing, you know, two goals. They've destroyed assimilation, and patriotism is on the wane.
Yeah.
Oh, great call.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for the comments, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
No, Mike always makes great comments.
Yeah, right on the money.
Yeah, right on the money. We're going to take another call right now?
No.
Okay. When we saw this Charlie LaDuff piece, and you see the Rio Grande there, how wide open it is and how it's not very far across. And I guess in some areas it's just a few feet across, right? Where you can just wade across it like it's nothing. It makes one think, if you really want to get into the details, how do you shut that off? Because if these Mexicans can ride around on jet skis and it's, I don't know, international water there or what have you, I'm almost thinking if we're going to get real serious on this, we have to be draconian. And I thought of what Israel did when they created that security barrier into Lebanon. It was like a 6-mile to keep Hezbollah out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that we're going to have to either, from the Rio Grande, take a step back a few miles and make it a no man's land, or take over, go into Mexican territory and take some of their land and make it a no man's land. And I say a no man's land, I'm meaning the obvious.
Yeah.
Fenced, mined, machine gun, you go in there, it's almost certain death. That's the only way you're going to keep those people out from trying to get in. You won't have to, you know, if you post the signs and you let them know that you're serious ahead of time, and then you make a few examples, not that many people are going to be stupid enough to try to come across that. But the way it is right now, we can talk till we're blue in the face forever, and nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
You're going to have your little mall cops walking around on our side trying to catch people here and there, and it's never going to be taken serious by the other side trying to get here. And Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, MS-13, all the super bad guys, they know they can get in anytime they want. You don't need fake passports and flying planes into land and trying to pretend you're somebody else. Man, once you get into Mexico, a sheep with three legs could get into this country.
I'm a big fan of killing two birds with one stone, so why don't we put up the double fence? And in between, we put in the lions that are endangered. Right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
If it's a no man's land, however you want to accomplish it, I'm for it, because that's the only way it's going to work, period.
Lions. All right, we'll
lions,
see you
lions, tigers,
on the other
and
side.
bears. This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Jim Parisi. The 4th, a big day for fireworks, but even more fireworks in Southern California.
This is illegal! It's got to stop!
Why are you guys
celebrating today?
Protesters on both sides of the immigration debate giving up part of their holiday for a chance to be heard. The issue? The government bringing illegals into Murrieta for processing. Police making 6 arrests.
They were asked to leave because they were provoking a fight with the opposite side.
I'm Ken Stevens, The Blaze News.
Meanwhile, there are lots of theories on why everyone's coming across the country at once. Here's one from Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Use the word illegal aliens. They came across here illegally.
Southern California residents at a town meeting furious over the glut of illegal alien children being sent to the state. Arizona's top cop, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, accusing the president of scheming to force amnesty.
Well, their program is to send them across the country, check in with ICE. What are you kidding?
Sheriff Arpaio on Fox News. I'm Mari Cartel, The Blaze News.
Meanwhile, reactions still coming in from a very unfavorable poll for Barack Obama.
A recent poll of registered voters conducted by a university calls President Obama the worst president since World War II, and there's plenty of reason.
Well, look, liberals are getting conflicted because they had such aspirational goals for him. They wanted him to be a certain kind of a leader that he's not turned out to be. We saw it this week when he looked like he was in a high school locker room slapping his towel around when he gave those remarks at the Key Bridge in Washington, D.C., in which he sort of taunted Speaker Boehner, sue me. The president's tone is simply wrong, and it's not only hurt him among conservatives and moderates, but it's also causing some liberals to say, is this the best we can do?
That's Karl Rove, former deputy chief of staff and senior advisor to President George W. Bush, speaking to Fox News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Right to Life Lifespan announces their annual used book sale being held at St. Mary's Fellowship Hall in Royal Oak. This annual event includes hundreds of books on every imaginable topic from art to zoos. Hardcover, softcover, books on tape, DVDs are all available. The sale runs July 10th through July 12th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call Right to Life Lifespan at 734-524-0162. Friends of Michigan Animals Rescue 5th Annual Golf Outing will take place Saturday, July 12th at Green Oaks Golf Course, 1775 East Clark Road in Ypsilanti. Win $10,000 for a hole-in-one on hole 3. All proceeds go to Friends of Michigan Animals Rescue. For more information, visit fmar1.org or call 734-461-9458. Summer entertainment sizzles at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts on the 4th Thursday of June, July, and August at 7 p.m., featuring music from Michigan artists. Tickets are $10 each or $25 for all 3 Black Box Summer Series performances. For more information, visit thetca.org. Crafters are needed for Old St. Patrick's 38th Annual Labor Day Weekend Festival. It'll now include an arts and crafts show. If you are interested or know of someone who may be interested, go to the website stpatricka2.org for more information. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And in studio, talking about immigration with me, Brandon Drake.
Hey.
Hey. And Derek, thank you so much for producing.
Sure thing.
So we have a track from Obama. This was Obama getting his dig in for pro-amnesty, pro... I mean, we're all good for legal immigration. I think you and I don't have a problem with people legally coming here. We do need people because I think we're literally having 1.7 kids as Americans now, which means our population would be going down if we didn't have some sort of immigration. But let's listen to this track. You got it ready, Derek?
And that's why if we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. Thank you, everybody. Happy 4th of July. All right.
Wow, the problem is solved. You know, back to securing the border. Let's fix immigration. How can you do anything until that border is secured? It's like being on a ship out in the water and you've got this leak and it's you know, you're going to sink. And instead you're talking about, you know what, that sail doesn't look quite right. Let's adjust that.
That's exactly right, dude. And we've said this before, too. The libertarians, the diehard conservatives will probably be willing to talk about amnesty, path to citizenship, legalities, once you close the border.
Stop the bleeding.
Stop the bleeding, exactly. Close the wound. And the wound is an open border where people can just take a jet ski across.
Yeah. And the way he did it, and he's not the only one, of course, but we're using this particular coyote as an example on the jet ski. He looked like somebody having a great time out in Lake St. Clair or at Whitmore Lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and he was making big money to boot.
And the Let It Rip segment where they were addressing this on the border video, Charlie LaDuff, you know, he's saying, well, what can you do? He was almost, to me, a defeatist that we really couldn't, there's not much we can do. And I hear this voice speak up of, yes, we can do something. You do whatever it takes to stop the illegal immigrants coming over. You use the National Guard. You on and on, whatever it takes. And I'm like, wow, that voice sounds familiar. Who is that? Like I said, I don't watch Let It Rip that often. And it's Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
It's
JJ,
and it says conservative commentator. And that really pleased me because I remember listening to him in the late 70s when I was in high school and I got my driver's license and Riff, WRIF was everything, you know, the album rock format and JJ and the Morning Crew. And he's kind of one of the reasons I got into radio.
Yeah. That's good to see him. He's still out there, you know. So.
And he's a conservative. Yeah, that's a pleasant surprise. Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that the first time I saw him, too. I watched that show fairly often, The Let It Rip, and I don't like that seems – a little for a Fox News station, it sure seems to be a little slanted toward the liberal side. But
yes.
Then again, they're catering to Detroit.
And Hewlett Perkins has the backbone of a chocolate eclair.
All right, I guess we won't be having Huel on the show anytime soon.
Still welcome to come on the show.
You know, and part of it is media. Speaking of media, the way that they portray these children, you know, these children are not going to come here and contribute. It'll be 18 years before they're ready to take a job or even if it's pick vegetables or whatever it is they're going to do. These are children that are sick. They need money to take care of them, to house them, to feed them. Their moms aren't going to be working. They're going to need somebody to take care of their medical bills. This is a drain on the system. And yet, and they came here illegally. All right.
They should all be dropped off at the White House.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, I'm a humanitarian. If they're sick, give them their shots, give them their medicine, put them on a plane, ship them back. It's going to be cheaper to do that than it is to house them for weeks and weeks on end, give them a court appointment that they'll never show up to, and then they're gone and into the system somewhere. You know, that's crazy. Let's see how NBC is making these illegal immigrants, not undocumented aliens, illegal immigrants. Let's see how they're playing them to be nice. You got it, Derek?
It's as so many issues in this country do, it's going to boil down the politics. And wherever you stand on the issue, one side or the other, I'm not going to weigh in on that. It's hard to see those images of moms and their kids in that situation.
Yes.
We want you to weigh in on this. Share your comments using the hashtag Refugee Riders.
Refugees. Really? They're refugees. You know what? Refugees normally get out of a bad area to the closest place they can, which in their case, coming from Guatemala, Honduras, would be Mexico. They trekked 1,800 miles across Mexico to get here. We've got a Marine who went in by accident to Mexico, and he's sitting in jail for 90 days, and yet Mexico allows these trespassers, illegal aliens, to trek 1,800 miles across Mexico to get to the U.S. border and then come across. This is not by accident. They have the permission of the Mexican government. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right. And I think we should take action against the Mexican government because this is, in a certain way, a declaration of war by Mexico on the United States by flooding us with it's kind of like what Fidel Castro did during the Marietta boat lift.
Yeah.
You know, when they brought all those people over?
Yeah. Under the guise of, here's some political prisoners, I'm going to let them loose. They didn't tell anybody. They gave us all the rancid prisoners as well, the vile, violent people in Cuba. He said, hey, I'm just going to unload these guys in the Mariel boat lift, and they came over.
And that's where Al Pacino came from in Scarface.
Yes.
Classic movie.
Exactly right. Well, it's funny you should call it a declaration of war because you know what? There have now been widespread incursions by armed Mexican officers. These aren't drug dealers, and these aren't coyotes.
Well, they're one and the same,
armed
usually.
armed Mexican officers put border agents in regular standoffs. This article comes, it's on the Daily Drift. Armed Mexican troops and police regularly stray across the U.S. border, according to statistics the Department of Homeland Security provided to Congress last Tuesday, indicating that more than 500 of them have jumped the border in the past decade. One of our Marines accidentally crosses and goes to jail for 90 days. These Mexicans are coming across, and they're actually firing. There was a helicopter not too long ago that fired on border agents.
Right.
And so, yes, I think you're right. This is an all-out war. What, do they want Arizona back? Do they want California back? Is that what they're aiming for?
I think that is the mindset of a good percentage of those people. That we, quote, stole their land, and so they're not doing anything wrong by sending these people into the United States.
Yeah, I mean, if you put your blinders on and believe that this is just a humanitarian problem, you're fooling yourself. These people, sure, there's some kids there, but we talked about this statistic before. The last 1,000 that went into Lackland Air Force Base, 80% were male. 83% were over 14, between 14 and 18. Those are gang member thugs coming across the border. Now, I feel unsafe for our guys serving at Lackland Air Force Base.
We need to, like I said before, we need to establish a several-mile buffer security zone that's a no-man's land, and hey, there isn't anything a few warthogs can't solve.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, let's get, Derek, you got track three ready by chance? We heard about the protest in Marietta, and that's what Mike was talking about. The people stood up and said, enough is enough. We don't want you bringing these people here. You're not giving us any information
that
how long they're going to stay.
That was so uplifting.
That was an American moment.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
And
milestone.
They're still having the protest, but now the other side is showing up as well. Do you got that? Let's listen to this track.
There's two or three on the cops' back fighting with the cops.
She burnt and ripped up an American flag, and we ripped this off her pole.
The brawl started after a woman shredded American flags on the Border Patrol fence. She admitted to us she was proud of it.
The American flag now symbolizes imperialism throughout the entire world, and they can ask me all they want about the torn up flags, and I'm not ashamed of it.
The Constitution, it's non-negotiable.
These people are here illegally. They were let in illegally. I feel sorry for the kids, the sick kids and all that. Treat them and send them back home.
Yeah.
That first woman tearing up the American flag, justifying it.
And she burned it.
Imperialism, burning it. Take her ass and put her in Mexico.
Yeah.
That's where she belongs.
Yeah, that's one of those crazy liberals who cares not about America. She hates America. Absolutely hates it. And
it has no logic or reality to hate it.
None.
Those statements made no sense.
Yeah, that's those crazy liberals doing that. And you know what? Put her on that plane with those Mexican kids and then send them back. You're absolutely right. Let's take a call from Dan Benefiel from the Willow Run Tea Party. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
I'm doing great. Wanted to make a couple of observations about what's going on. I don't like to call these people coming across the border refugees. You know, whether it was the Vietnam War or Roe and Doe abortion rulings from the Supreme Court or other issues, when you control the language, you control the debate. And the liberal left, you know, the communists in the Senate and some in the House, are trying to use language again to win the stronghold in the debate. And once you win the debate, you can win the hearts and minds of the American people. I recall what our illustrious leftist president said. He said, I've got a pen and I've got a cell phone. Well, Mr. President, and I want to say this to all the conservatives and especially to the liberal leftists in Washtenaw County and in the listening area, I appeal to the President of the United States today that he should take up his cell phone and make the calls he needs to make, and take his pen and write an executive order closing the border, getting this situation under control, and then hashing this out in Congress. Let the American people speak to their representatives in the House and in the Senate and see what happens. But we have to close that border, and it is a concerted effort in the media to win the hearts and minds of the American people to leftist liberalism in this country. And you have to ask yourself, what is this really all about? They love it when we just talk about close the border, close the border, close the border. Of course we should. But what is it really about? It's a movement on the liberal left to take control of American politics in this country from now on into the future. Because what they will do is through amnesty, which is really what this is, they'll make these people citizens. Then they'll demand health care. They'll say, we're too big of a nation, we're too great of a nation not to take care of these people. Look how sick they are. We've got to take care of them. And the next thing that'll come up very shortly is, well, they need to be given voting rights. That is what this is about.
Yeah.
This is a direct assault by the liberal left, the communists, the socialists, otherwise known as progressives in this country.
And the uninformed morons that just don't know any better.
Government.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan, you're hitting it right on the head. You're right. They like to change the debate enough so that we look like the bad guys for having a little common sense. I mean, it should be a no-brainer for anyone to say, listen, we are a nation under attack, not only from the war on terror, because there are terrorists out there, but there are people, drug cartels, looking to come and prey on our people. And you know what? That is war. And the first thing you need to do, close the border. So Barack Obama should do that right now.
But how do you do that? Let's take the next step.
Yeah, National Guard. Put the guys on the board until the fence is built.
At the end of the day, the American people are going to have to stop being so eclectic in their thinking. I'm afraid they're going to say, well, we tried a conservative in the Bushes. We tried a black president. Now we're going to try a woman president. We need to get past all this experimentation and social engineering and politics and simply say we need someone will say what they're going to do. They stand by the Constitution. They put people in jail who burn the flag of the United States and defend American principles at home and abroad. This would solve the problems we have with our foreign policy as well as our policy inside this country. And Christians and churches need to raise up. Pastors need to be afraid to speak up because that's part of the problem. We've got evangelicals who did not even vote in the last election. They thought they were electing a pastor instead of a president. And we need to get people on fire because we're about to lose this country. And that's not an exaggeration.
No, I think you're dead on the money.
And an example here, the University of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, grants in-state tuition to illegals?
I think they do.
So
yes.
If that is the case, how serious are we about doing anything?
Yeah, that's a stamp of approval from the U of M for illegal immigration. It's that simple.
I mean, wouldn't you feel better about giving, say, in-state tuition to somebody from even Ohio than an illegal from outside of the country?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
The University of Michigan has a campus in Beijing where students can get a degree from the University of Michigan without ever stepping foot and going to school here. So it gives you a good idea about what they're really about. It's about the almighty dollar and promoting an institution that used to be a great institution. It still is. But we as a country have run amok. We've really adopted leftist ideas with the thinking that this is the best route to go in America. And no one gives them that authority. They don't have that authority.
Yeah, they don't.
To do that.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. We are so out of control on many fronts, and in this case, especially the border not being secured and all the incentives we give to the illegals to come here.
Yeah. Great points, Dan. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, guys. Keep on the good work.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, so, yeah, good points. I mean, when the U of M does something like that, they're giving tacit approval to people breaking the laws of the country.
And incentive. Not only just kind of this passive approval, but active incentive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm not a big U of M fan because I think they're on the wrong side of a lot of these issues. And you know what? Step up and take care of our own people first. You're right. Why would you charge a guy from Ohio, Toledo, right across the border,
right,
out-of-state tuition, and yet somebody who comes all the way from Mexico illegally gets in-state tuition?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let me ask you this. Do you really think that that border will be secure? Let me back up. One thing that Dan said and you were saying is, hey, Obama needs to close that border. In their minds, at least what they've said, and especially when Janet Napolitano was head of Homeland Security, they were saying that border pretty much was already secure. So how can you get it secure when the people that are in charge are already so crazy that they're telling you that it's already secure?
Yeah.
You know, but in our lifetime, the question I'm going to pose to you, do you think that border will be secured? I'll vote first. No, it will not be.
No, I don't believe it either. And I hate to be a pessimist.
I think you're being a realist.
I think we're being realist because you know what? Even if we were to have two veto-proof houses with the Republicans in control, I think at the last minute, whatever pseudo-Republicans or Republicans did get in there would change their mind and not approve spending the money to build a wall, a double wall fence, whatever the heck it is, to secure that border. Because I think Washington is that bad. I think the culture in Washington is so inherently evil. And I'm going to use that word, evil, because there's something going on in Washington that turns even the best of men, even the best of Tea Party guys, go soft and become moderate. I don't think it's wrong for you to stand
and
by your
apathetic
beliefs. And yes, apathetic. So it's just amazing to me. Let's take a call from, looks like, Joe on line two. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, happy 4th.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, I just wanted to note a bit of irony that Fox News Radio, about a week or two ago, reported how this Canadian was kayaking in the Detroit River,
yes,
and the Border Patrol picked him up.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and I guess initially he stated that he just had to use the bathroom, and they later he either admitted to or it was discovered that he was in a Detroit casino. But he's facing charges.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if they can do that up here in the north, why can't they enforce it down in the south?
Because they don't want to. That's what it comes down to. You know, God forbid a Canadian comes over here to gamble without paying the fee to come across the bridge, and yet hundreds of thousands of illegal Mexicans or Hondurans or Salvadorans can walk across the border and cost us thousands of dollars each. Yeah.
And these you know, quote, kids and these Salvadorans and Hondurans and Guatemalans coming across, we're kind of assuming that they aren't terrorists. You know, that we're not assuming that they aren't terrorists. We're assuming that terrorists aren't coming in as part of the flow. I mean, you and I aren't assuming that, but that's not really the big part of the discussion. It's always kind of these people are poverty-stricken refugees seeking a better life. Well, that's not always the case.
Yeah, which goes back to that figure. 80% are male, 83% 14 to 18. These are not children. These are in South America, if you're between the ages of 14 and 18, you're an adult. I'm sorry, you've grown up in the hardest of lifestyles. You are an adult. And whether you're a good person or maybe a cartel member or gang member, I don't know. But why do we want to take that risk?
Right. Not only them, but also, like I said, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Venezuelan intelligence. All these people are so fully aware of how unsecured that border is that that's a no-brainer for them to start sending their people in and establishing their cells and their networks and their sleeper agents. How can it not be?
Yeah. Yeah. Joe, anything else?
That's it. Thanks a bunch, guys.
All right.
And have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's take a call from Dick Kupke, Trigger Talk.
Oh.
Dick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for taking the call. I had to laugh. I thought, you know, Brandon came up with the perfect solution. Give them California. And then, but you have to put the new border on the eastern side of California to keep all the Nancy Pelosi's and Barbara Boxers and stuff out on that side.
How about if we just give them Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer, and we keep California.
I thought, well, brilliant. He came up with the perfect solution, is just give them California, and then that takes care
well,
of
I never said that, but
75% of the left, too, right?
Yeah. Well, having lived in California at one time, I would miss the surfing, but I can go to Mexico and surf. So
that's
there you
true.
Go.
It's the new Mexican Riviera, then.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, people in California are a different breed. I mean, not all of them are bad people, but they are quite different from people in the rest of the country.
Well, the trend continues. Those people in California will not be Americans.
That's right.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Gary. Enjoyed the show today.
You got it. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye.
All right, so I don't know what to do. I mean, I, the only thing I can say, I like ending these shows with an action call, you know. Call your congressmen. Tell them to close the border. Make that statement. Email, call them, fax them, whatever you have to do, but put the call in. And you know what? Frankly, any congressman, U.S. congressman or U.S. senator, who will not support a bill that authorizes and puts the money out, appropriates the money, to close that border, fence, walls, whatever it takes. And in the meantime, put the National Guard there.
Yeah. And to me, the ultimate solution to that has to be a several-mile-wide buffer zone that's a no-man's land, and then I will believe that that border is closed.
Yeah. Yeah. If nothing else, at least you get control of who's coming in and who's not coming in. I mean, you said it yourself. These are not children. How do you know they're not terrorists? How do you know they're not Arabs who learned Spanish coming from, you know, Hamas, Hezbollah?
Yeah, right now there's an Al-Qaeda with a turban on coming across in a jet ski laughing at us.
Who's the guy that does the Ahmed, the comedian? We've talked about him before. He's got the little Arab guy on his, the skeleton, the bomber. Jeff.
I'm not sure.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know. When you started to describe, I thought of Borat coming across. And my name is Borat. I come to your country. Very nice. High five.
I mean, it's nice that we can laugh about it, but I mean, it's a serious, serious issue. And I said this in an editorial in The Current, I think, 2 or 3 months back, that the biggest issue coming up this fall will be immigration. Because these people invading our country, and that's what it is. It's an invasion.
It's a war.
Yes, some of them may be 5 years old. But you know what? There are a lot of them that are not 5 year old, that are not single moms. These are capable, able-bodied men, young men, who may be affiliated with the most dangerous and heinous drug cartels on the planet. The people who cut heads off, who cut arms off, who cut hands off in order to get what they want.
Yeah, this isn't 1955 where you're having fruit pickers come across and they're, you know, migrant workers going through California. This is 2014.
Yeah.
Where we have a whole nother breed of people and mindset out there that are after us.
Yep. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, send your opinions, and if you got stories, let me know. Take care.
Take care.